Allah reveals a surah, the smallest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar. The smallest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar, was revealed to console our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the death of his son. My dear brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Kawthar is a surah that all of us, we love it. We love it so much that sometimes we recite it, mashallah, in every single rak'ah of every single prayer. We love it because of its shortness. We love it because it's the smallest surah. But I swear by Allah, if we understood the meanings of this surah, the profundity, the context, then wallahi, this surah, we would love it for the right reasons. We would love it because it was meant to console our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is this surah and how did it console our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he lost his son? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Verily, we have already given you al-kawthar. In the past, it's the past tense. We've already given you al-kawthar. What is al-kawthar? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-kawthar is the main river of paradise. It is one of the rivers of Jannah. And our Prophet ﷺ said that this river, its banks, the banks of the river are made out of carved out pearls. The whole river is running inside of a massive pearl. And our Prophet ﷺ said, the water of this river, it is whiter than snow, colder than ice, sweeter than honey. What is running in this river is something we cannot even imagine. Our Prophet ﷺ said, whoever drinks from the waters of this river, one sip shall never for all of eternity, ever be thirsty. You will never be thirsty once you drink from this river. Our Prophet ﷺ told us that on the Day of Judgment, the Hawd, the pool that he has, there is a pool on the Day of Judgment, where will the water of that pool come from? Our Prophet ﷺ said, on that day, there will be two spouts coming from the heavens. One of them of pure gold, the other of pure silver, linking directly into Al-Kawthar. And the water from Al-Kawthar will be pouring into the Hawd on the Day of Judgment. And once we drink from that, and may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to drink from that Hawd. Once we drink from that, then from then on, we never need to drink for the sake of thirst. Our drinking will only be for pleasure. We'll not drink for any thirst. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, we learn a wisdom and a benefit here. That anytime a calamity happens to us, we should console ourselves with the positives that Allah has given. Just like our Prophet had a calamity, his son has died. What did Allah tell him? Well, I have given you al-kawthar as well. Anytime a calamity happens, we should think to ourselves, you know what, at least I have Islam. At least I believe in Allah and His Messenger. Alhamdulillah, I'm a reciter of the Quran. Imagine people out there don't even know why they're on this earth. Any calamity happens, we console ourselves with the blessings that Allah has given us. And even the blessings of this world. Even the blessings of this world. You know, as one of the Sahaba said when his son died, oh Allah, you gave me four children, you took one. Alhamdulillah, you left three for me. Even in this regard, looking at the bright side, being optimistic, always concentrating on the positive, this is from Islam. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And also, dear brothers and sisters, everything Allah gives us is ata. Everything. We don't earn any blessings from Allah. We don't earn Jannah. Because Jannah is too priceless for our measly deeds. Everything Allah gives us is a gift from Him. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have gifted you from the generosity of our hearts. Chosen all of the creation. We chose you in the singular, Ya Rasulullah, to give you al-kawthar. So what should you do? What should your response be? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Because you have al-kawthar, what should you do? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Therefore, you should pray to your Lord. Pray to the one who created you, who loves you. The Rabb here is demonstrating the status of Allah with the Prophet ﷺ, that I am your Rabb. And the Rabb here means what? The Rabb here means the caretaker, the nourisher, the sustainer. I will take care of you. I am your Rabb. Don't worry. I will take care of you. So you should pray to your Rabb and wanhar. And wanhar means to sacrifice camels. And so Allah is saying, pray to your Lord and sacrifice the most expensive animal. Because in the end of the day, a camel is much more expensive than a sheep or a goat. In fact, it is 70, 80, 100 times more expensive. So Allah is saying, Ya Rasulullah, in order to thank me for these blessings, Make sure that you pray and you give charity. Now somebody will say, why did Allah only mention two good deeds? Where are all the other good deeds? And the response is, prayer is the mother of all physical good deeds, and sacrificing a camel is the mother of all charities. And there are two types of actions, your physical, a'mal badaniya, your body, and the second type is a'mal maliya, your money. There's two types of good deeds. And the pinnacle of both of these good deeds, the badan, the body, what can it do that's the best? It is salah, because salah includes everything. Salah includes dhikr, salah includes Quran, salah includes sajda, salah includes dua, salah includes everything. So when he's commanded to do salah, all of the other badani actions are included. Then when he's commanded to give camels, then obviously taking care of an orphan, giving some sadaqah, making, all of this is included in there as well. So by Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning the highest categories of your physical deeds and your monetary deeds, automatically all of the other deeds are incorporated, are included. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. It is also amazing that Allah Azza wa Jal is telling him to sacrifice a camel when he did not even own a single camel. He's being told, you have to sacrifice camels. But our Prophet ﷺ did not afford a camel. The first camel he ever purchased was the night before the hijrah, when he had to. When Abu Bakr told him, I'll gift it to you. No, bithamanihi, I will give you the price of the camel. Then I will go on hijrah with you. And he insisted to pay. Our Prophet ﷺ did not have the type of finances to... Camels are expensive creatures to buy and to maintain. So Allah is telling him, Ya Rasulullah, you will get plenty of money one day. And when you get that money, make sure you spend it fi sabilillah. And that is exactly what happened. 10-15 years later, in Hajjatul Wada', in the farewell pilgrimage, our Prophet ﷺ is the ruler of Arabia. Money is coming in from everywhere in that country. All across, he is literally, we would say, millions and millions are coming. Of course, he doesn't spend it on himself. He lives the simplest life. All of that money is spent for the benefit of the Muslims. But some of that money that even goes through his pockets as it goes to the fuqara, what does he spend it on? 100 camels he purchases. 100 camels, and he sacrifices 63 of them with his own blessed hand, implementing what Allah told him, that a day will come when you will have money, and when you have that money, wanhar, sacrifice those camels. And so he did implement it, but when the ayah came down, he didn't have a penny. He had nothing, but Allah is telling him, don't worry, you will get it. And when you get it, then make sure you do that. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ, verily, the one who opposes you. شَانِئَ, شَنَأَ means to oppose maliciously, to have an evil reason for opposing. No one will be as cut off from the good of this world and the next than the one who opposes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They dare to oppose you, they dare to mock you, they say you shall have no legacy. Allah has predicted these sanadid, these evil leaders of the Quraysh, these noblemen, they think they're so high and mighty. They think they control the world. They think the people respect them. Nobody shall respect them until the end of times. And how true is this, my dear brothers and sisters? Where is Al-As ibn Wa'il? Where is Abu Lahab? Where is Abu Jahl? The only people who know their names are people like us who curse them and hate them. What type of legacy has been left by these people? In their lifetimes, they thought they were so mighty and powerful. They walked pompously on this earth, and they accused the Prophet ﷺ of not having a legacy. And Allah predicted, Ya Rasulullah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Your maqam is going to go the highest of the high. People will love you like they have never loved any human being. No human being in the history of humanity has been more beloved, has had more followers, has had a high honor and respect than you, Ya Rasulullah. And anybody who dares to oppose you, that person, he's going to be wiped off from any legacy. He will have nothing left in this world, and of course, nothing left in the Akhirah as well. Hu al-abtar, all good has been deprived of him. In this world, no legacy. And in the Akhirah, completely to the nar of Jahannam. My dear brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst the Sahaba once, and he closed his eyes, and then he opened them up, and his face was beaming. And you know, when our Prophet ﷺ smiled, as Anas ibn Malik said, it was as if we could see the moon in his face. It was a bright smile, it would light the moon up. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just revealed to me a surah. It is more beloved to me than everything in this world. It is more beloved to me than everything you possess. And then he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. My dear brothers and sisters, this surah is not a trivial surah. It is a surah of extreme profundity. It is a surah with great meaning. It is a surah that demonstrates the maqam of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite it frequently, recite it regularly, but as you recite it, make sure that you recite it with meaning, with the hub of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming from here. And indeed, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have raised mention of your name. Never is Allah praised except that the Prophet is mentioned right after that. Never is Allah mentioned except that the Prophet is mentioned right after that. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِوَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ.
تَعْلِيمُ الْإِسْلَامِ